it's a fun Ray Lynch song. I always like hearing Ray Lynch, even though it's my bumper music and I hear it every week. Anyhow, welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is July 2nd, 2022, the big 7222. And I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association that's dedicated to providing information on injections of all kinds, even the, you know, PCR test, you know, whatever it is that's violating your bodily integrity, breaking the hermetically sealed body, as I call it, so that you can make, you know, the only informed choice, complete avoidance and refusal. And right now, we feel like our information is pretty darn important because they're removing stuff, you know, like we had. I ran into a gal just this week. It was synchronistic. We have lots of that going on these days, apparently. And she is a traveling nurse, and she was looking everywhere for the older excipient and media summary that the CDC used to have. They used to have all the detail of stuff that was in the injections. And you can't find that anymore. And they're so abbreviated now, they don't really tell the story of what is actually in these shots. And we're talking COVID. We're talking the other shots. And anyway, we have them all archived at VacLib.org. That's our main website. So you can always get there by going to VaccineTruth.com, but short for vaccination, VACLIB, and then .org. We actually got VacLib.com. So if you forget that it's .org, you'll get there by going to VACLIB.com too. And our at VaccineTruth.net is where we have all our exemption information, you know, for lawful and legal, you know, ways of getting out of these, you know, and they're all experimental. People need to understand that there's never been a jab vaccine, even the TB Tyne test. None of those things have, you know, withstood the test of time. No long-term safety data, you name it. I mean, I know people that have taken TB Tyne test, their arm swelled to double in size. I mean, there's phenol in it. You go to an old nursing dictionary and you look under phenol and it says carbolic acid, and you're not even supposed to get that, you know, a drop of it on your skin. It's like poison control. You know, so, you know, this is stuff that's in medications, you know, that are allegedly, you know, good for you and approved by our Food and Drug Administration. So there you have it. So I just want, you know, people to be really clear. If they're proposing that they're giving you any kind of a drug or any kind of injection, you need to do your due diligence. You can go to our website and look up the package inserts. You can find out more information about them, how harmful they are. You can go to the VAERS database, Open VAERS. Someone has taken all that data and made it really easily accessible at Open VAERS. That stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And, you know, there's lots of ways of doing your due diligence. But, you know, I deal with people that are sick a lot. And I find that they're taking drugs and they never went to drugs.com. I mean, that should be really basic, drugs.com. And they have all the drugs that have been approved listed, all their side effects, interactions. I mean, this has more information than anyone prescribing this crap, you know, knows about it. You know, they don't even know what they're doing. They're just, you know, sold by these pharmaceutical representatives and given big bonuses. I mean, they're literally glorified drug pushers. So I really encourage people to do their due diligence. And that's why I call the show Immunize Wisely, because, you know, we try to get people to avoid big pharma at all costs and do things to actually protect and strengthen their immune function. So we obviously have a toxic world. There's even a great article on the RBN news feed, and I encourage people to go there regularly because it changes a lot. Republicbroadcasting.org. There's now a whistleblower who is a pilot doing the chemtrail thing, and he's blowing the whistle on that. So, you know, that's also happened in the past. They get knocked off or something, but there's more whistleblowers coming out all the time. So, anyway, please go to our chat room. I do drop a lot of links, things I'm going to be talking about this first half hour. I am going to, I actually did put those links in, and that chat room is Immunize Wisely. Wisely is stylized with a Z, and then do a period or a dot, and then chat and go. That's, or if it's easier, it's chatango.com. So go there, and I went ahead and dropped something, and you know, announced, you know, the name of my guest anyway, but without any other detail. It's a little bit of a surprise because I want to get on with sharing with you some information. So let's go ahead and mention that I got an email today, and I think that's actually what I want to talk about first, is that, you know, especially with people that are single men, this is really a problem. I understand that a lot of people are single and they're men, but you've got to take better care of your health. So John Peterson, he expatted to Uruguay, doesn't have any family there. I get an email from Gerald and Bonnie. It's not the same people as with Awakened Videos or awakenvideo.org. You know, Bonnie and John that I've had on, they live about 2.5 hours away. But I think Gerald and Bonnie live real close to where John does in Minas, Uruguay. Well, he suffered a stroke while driving, and he's been in the hospital for more than 2 weeks. That's why we haven't heard from him, because he emails a lot of hosts. He emails many people on this network, actually, and he's needing to get out of the hospital now. But there are problems with where to send him. There, all the nursing homes, assisted living facilities in Minas, Uruguay, are completely full to capacity, and they all require a COVID shot. Of course, he doesn't want any of that. Apparently, his mother, you know, who's triple jabbed, I understand, and they've been back and forth, and it really stressed him out. She's trying to assist him and find a place in the United States. She's willing to pay some money, but obviously $600 a month, which was what was quoted for Minas, Uruguay, is, you know, a drop in the bucket compared to what the cost would be in the United States. But if you know anyone that's willing to take in John, he needs to, apparently his right hand does not have full functioning yet, and he can walk with assistance. And he has some confusion, which is probably stroke-related because of the drugs the hospital put him on. So they, of course, you know, would like to find someone that's willing to mentor to him in the United States while he recovers. I wish I had the space. I'd take him in. But so, you know, I'm going to move on to the next thing. Someone can contact me if you want the email. I believe the station got the email. If they didn't, I'll go ahead and send it to RBN so they can get a hold of Gerald and Bonnie and find out, you know, some contacts for John Peterson. So I wanted to mention that I do deal with sick people, and I find that clay is one of the most useful things ever. So, you know, I work with a man, he's been on the show, he calls himself Huck. He's made up our SEACT formula for 20 years, and it's very helpful, the SEACT, for a lot of things, but he found himself just having some kind of bowel blockage, just really sick, and he's doesn't have access to stores where he is in a RV park near where we're growing our SEACT, where sheep sorrel, actually. So I said, you need to start hitting on the clay and just doing salt water. You know, don't eat anything, just do some, salt and water, lots and lots and lots of water and lots and some clay. You know, he said, how much, you know. Anyhow, he's feeling better. I got someone to take him down to where he's doing a sauna, and he's recovering. But yeah, I mean, he's, another single man that's just sometimes doesn't eat and take care of themselves as they do. A lot of people think that if you just pop a bunch of pills, well, we're going to talk about some of that. And we do have a gentleman that's going to be coming on of things that are actually some of the most important things with health. And a lot of it is your mindset. It is. But the wireless world is huge to me. I see it all the time. So this is a story I got from Perrier. I'm a naturopath apprentice, and after sharing that experience of unclogging my lymphatic system with a clay mask with my mentor, we decided to try another experiment, this time to see if we could do something easily with the lymph of the entire body. I combined a quarter cup bentonite clay with one cup Epsom salts and sprinkled it into the bath water. Combining the two keeps it from clumping, she says. I stayed in the water for about 25 minutes but didn't soak my shoulders or submerge my head. My mentor used something called the photon sound beam on me, and to use this device, you rub it across the skin and it moves the lymph. It has a noticeable drag in spaces where there's a lymphatic congestion. Usually people have about 10 to 15 congested areas on the body. This time, we found only three areas on me, and two of them were in areas that weren't submerged. Now we have really increased recommending bentonite clay to our clients as an easy, affordable, and incredibly effective way to clear the lymphatic system, remove toxins, and recover from radiation exposure. And that was, another concern is where Huck was at. He was, wireless 24/7 in the park. That was his access to the internet and everything else. But it's, whether you have the internet on or not, you're exposed all the time to that. And that definitely weakens immune function in a huge way. So he did send earlier this week before he got sick, he said how to fight back using federal laws. And he posted it on Gab. And as I said, I put it in the chat room, immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. And it's David Martin, really excellent material, where he actually has all the United States codes that make what they're doing illegal. And he says under 21 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 50.23 and 24, it is illegal to make anybody participate in an experimental program using coercion. That is, in fact, how in U.S. law, we actually embrace the Nuremberg Code. And so he continues in his post about, basically a transcript of the 5-minute video that he has at gab.com under healthfreedom.info. gab.com/healthfreedominfo. So anyway, there's a PDF where he has them all cited very clearly. And, it's amazing. There's a lot of them. Conspiring to commit acts of terrorism, acts of domestic terrorism resulting in death of American citizens, conspiring to criminal commercial activity, funding and creating a biological weapon. I mean, he has all the documents, market manipulation and allocation, lying to Congress, interlocking directorates, seditious conspiracy. I mean, he has all the goods on these people. And so, PDF of that is easy to find at davidmartin.world. And there's all a link to that too. So the other thing I wanted to mention is, and you can get clay, by the way, I'm backtracking. I do sell Perrier's calcium bentonite clay in 1 pound and 2 pounds, and it is good to take internally. I've tried several other clays, as many of you know, before she started packaging her clay, and I have to admit, hers is the best. I mean, the kind of results I got. I got a bite of a spider, and I seem to get them every time this year. I don't know. I'm probably not a very good house cleaner. Get some spiders under the bed, whatever. But they were It was nasty and red and swollen and, you know, really ugly and hurting. And I could see, you know, pretty nasty. And I slapped some, you know, clay mask, you know, some mud on it, wrapped a little saran wrap on it, and left it on for 36 hours. When I took it off and washed it off, it was done. It was gone. I've never seen a spider bite heal that fast. I've used other kinds of clay. And this is the fastest I've ever got those kind of results. So there you go. So everyone should have that in their toolkit for sure. So the other thing is David Martin calls for prosecutions. He has attorneys now, and he has all the proof. Fauci knew remdesivir would kill thousands, and he has the case all set up. And right now, and that interview, which is a little longer with Stu Peters, it's really good. It's about 15 minutes. 53% of people in Africa died from remdesivir given to them for Ebola, and that was from mild Ebola to severe cases. Now, they knew when COVID patients were treated with remdesivir, they would likely die, you know, because they were already sick with what they were calling COVID, this type of flu, you know, whatever, they're poisoned. And then treating them with remdesivir, that would, you know, do the final kill. So, but they found that if they, these COVID patients were treated with remdesivir, even though they were close to dying, the hydroxychloroquine pulled them out of near death. And here they were hitting on hydroxychloroquine right at the beginning. I mean, I know in Idaho, it was like late March they actually hit on that. Unbelievable.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome back. I'm sorry. I don't want the music to be that long because I wanted to share this story. Anyway, all's good. I just wanted everyone to be really clear that David Martin has this lawsuit going on. They're needing people in the public, and I know plenty of these people, but he says, you know, this is premeditated murder that remdesivir was given at all as a protocol. At $2,600 per dose from Gilead Sciences. So he says the only justification for the approval as an EUA is to enrich Fauci and Ralph Baric. And that's domestic terrorism, as I said, premeditated murder. So they're looking for the patient criteria would be 1 to 2 doses of the mRNA vaccines, which is a scheduled biological toxin. I mean, this is the shot. Everything in it is definitely, you know, warfare, biological warfare. And so they've had 1 to 2 of those vaccines. And then within 14 days, they were hospitalized and then died because they were treated with remdesivir. And so he says, send people. I mean, I think everyone has family and friends. And if you have that and you can get any kind of detail of their medical records, go to prosecutenow.com, prosecutenow.com. And I hope everyone in our network, you know, actually takes this seriously, because we've got to take this as a – this is never going to happen again. You know, their goal is to keep us in a constant pandemic from 2020 to 2030. That is their agenda. So, you know, we need to put a halt to that right away with the laws that we've had in place for a long time that are being ignored. And in fact, that leads me to another article I posted. I thought it was excellent. It's the astonishing implications of Schedule F from the Brownstone Institute. I mean, that is just a must-read article. I'm going to send it over to RBN. It was posted June 27th, written by Jeffrey Tucker. And it was, you know, Donald Trump, you know, for all these people that don't like him, he really tried a lot of different ways, because he realized it was the fourth branch of government, the unelected bureaucrats, that were actually keeping the deep state in place. That, I mean, Fauci, all of these people, the public servants, right? They're not elected. I mean, are they taking an oath? Whatever. They're doing their own thing, and for personal enrichment and part of a dark agenda. So he put out Executive Order 13957 on creating Schedule F in the accepted service. I don't have time to go into that in a lot of detail. It somewhat sounds boring, you know, what's Schedule F? But it would actually have fundamentally changed in the best way possible the entire functioning of the administrative bureaucracy that rules this country in a way that bypasses both the legislative and judicial process, and has obviously ruined the checks and balances inherent in the U.S. Constitution. He talks about that this was all goes back to the Pendleton Act of 1883, where this administrative state was created. And it was has designed policy, made policy, structured policy, implemented policy, and interpreted policy while operating outside the control of Congress, the executive branch, and the judiciary. So this gradual rise of the fourth branch of government, which is, you know, many consider the most powerful branch, has reduced the American political process to mere theater, as we're seeing, as compared with the real activity of government, which rests with this permanent bureaucracy. So, you know, any new president can hire the heads of agencies and they can hire staff, which is known as political appointees. But these 4,000 political appointees ostensibly rule 432 agencies as listed by the Federal Register, as well as some 2.9 million employees, aside from the military and postal service, that effectively inhabit permanent jobs. This permanent state, also known as the deep state, knows the ropes and the processes of government far better than any temporary political appointee, thus reducing the appointed jobs to cosmetic positions for the press to hound, while the real actions of government take place behind the scenes. So it goes to show what happened. I mean, you know, when you read the article, none other. So he actually, it was, what's that, the political appointee to the Supreme Court, you know, the it would be the first black woman on the Supreme Court. Anyway, it was she that struck it down in court. Can you believe that? And that was her reward to be appointed to the Supreme Court. She worked in the D.C. Circuit Court and struck down everything he tried to do in Schedule F. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
To Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle, and my guest tonight is Brian Thomas. He actually was a gentleman I was introduced to by Jeff with Eon Water, and he said he's really knowledgeable about nutrition. He's been studying for a lot of years and knows all about, you know, the importance of proper hydration with structured water, and just felt like he would be great, you know, because he's, after so much studying, he has, learned a lot. And I found that some of his information dovetails to what was in the mitochondriac manifesto. That's pretty interesting to me. Although my guest last week, you know, he had a hard time articulating. The book is very solid. So anyway, Brian is a former registered nurse at hospitals and at cutting edge surgery centers, and he has been a student of health and nutrition for over 2 decades. So over the past few years, he has been an educator on the topic of self-care. And he teaches about what he refers to as the Big Four and how it relates to chronic illness. So the Big Four, do you want to explain that a little bit? I mean, because you certainly know a lot. You've helped a lot of people recover from chronic illness. And I think a lot of people get obsessed with what they put in their mouth versus all these other things that are certainly very important.
Yeah, 100%. So, in an effort to actually, Jeff had coined that phrase in terms of the Big Four, and just a simplified way to explain what I think of most critical areas relating to health, specifically, I just honored it as an acronym BISH, so breathing, inflammation, which is really anti-inflammation, sleep and hydration. Those are the four. As I understand it, the four biggest areas that are often overlooked, and when you address those and try to optimize for breathing in a way that supports your health, anti-inflammation, proper sleep and hydration, it tends to alleviate the symptoms for chronic disease. I'm certainly not a doctor, no longer practicing as a nurse anymore. So what I do is help people care for themselves. I was not born with a user manual, and no one I know was. And so what I try to do is provide people with a simple and effective and easy to understand user manual, for lack of a better term, to care for themselves in such a way where they can regain, maintain their health, and alleviate symptoms of chronic disease. I can't cure people because I'm not a doctor. And if your doctor is being honest, he'll probably, he or she will probably tell you that, that really it's you, it's your body trying to maintain homeostasis. And you know, when you get out of its way, a lot of, so to speak, it pretty much heals itself. Oftentimes you're your own worst enemy in terms of what things that you engage in that cause dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's kind of what I do to help people understand the simple approach. The better path is what I've termed it, a better path towards health rather than typically what people die from in the United States is either death by heart attack or death by cancer.
Right. Yeah, we just had a, you know, heard of a friend that had a stroke, and you know, I'm just always concerned about people that don't do some basic preventive measures. But you know, your sound, your audio is—I don't know, Sam, is it unclear to you? I may want you to call into the station.
Yeah, that's fine if you have a number.
Well, just it's really garbled in my from my hearing anyway. I think it's a little bit garbled sounding.
Well, I'm having to call in. I have a landline right next to me. If that's easier.
Do you have a landline, or you're on a?
I do have a landline right next to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he can also call you, but that's your cell phone, right?
I have a cell phone and I have a landline.
Yeah. Do you want to go ahead and open up the chat room and give Sam your landline? I just think we're going to have a clearer audio, and I'm just feeling like,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, when you listen to the recording, you'll get it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I'm like, oh, that's a little bit of a struggle hearing the clarity. So, do you know how to open up the chat room in Skype? Brian?
I don't, but I can tell you the phone number. It's 816-997-9398.
816-997-9398. Yeah, got it. Okay, I'll just type that in and have Sam call you, because I definitely want our listeners to hear exactly what you have to say.
Sure.
Because, you know, that's certainly important.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the show.
Because, I mean, if you've been studying for 25 years and you and your wife are, you know, pretty fit, and, you know, then obviously you've, you know, narrowed it down to some really basic things that people need.
Yeah, exactly.
And ourselves, you know, obviously, you know, we need, you know, breathing. We need the oxygenation at the cell level. We need the hydration at the cell level. That's, you know, food for the cells. And we need to reduce inflammation, because a lot of inflammation is, you know, based on not getting, you know, the proper sleep, hydration, and breathing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. So, Sam, can you go ahead and switch him and dial him on his landline? Did you hear me, Sam? Sometimes they take a break, but we can just keep going until the commercial.
Okay. Break. Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, you know, that's fine. Well, you're a little more clear now. I don't know what did.
I don't think I did anything differently, but I'm happy that I'm clearer.
Well, you're clearer. So tell me about breathing. I mean, that's pretty huge to me. I mean, I know people that are asthmatic, and they struggle for a breath.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, people tend to eat too much, and they tend to breathe too much, believe it or not. If you go to the medical textbooks, they'll tell you that the standard respiration rate per minute is 10 to 20, but it turns out from some pretty long-term research for hundreds of, you know, 100,000 years or more, a wasn't around that, so I can't give you an accurate date, but it turns out that people that study it, like monks and people that are into yoga, that the optimal breathing rate is 5 to 6 breaths per minute, which is about half of what the minimum they suggested. Why that's important is because, well, it starts with where you breathe. So breathing through your nose is a big difference than breathing through your mouth. I used to think it didn't make a difference, but according to the research, there's a book by James Nestor called Breathe, just the word breathe, the last name is N-E-S-T-O-R. And he kind of elucidates all the benefits from breathing correctly and different breathing techniques. And it turns out that the optimal rate is, as I said, 5 to 6 breaths per minute. And then breathing through your nose is advisable. For myself, thankfully, that's not an issue, but for a lot of people, it is because of deviated septums and different things like that. So if you're unable to breathe effectively through your nose, a lot of people suffer from sleep apnea. It is important that you address that issue in whatever way that you can. There's certainly some surgeries that are available to you to do that. I couldn't recommend one surgery or another, but I definitely know that obesity, being overweight, can inhibit your ability to breathe effectively through your nose, especially whilst you're sleeping, because it obstructs your breathing. I used to be a PACU nurse, the post-anesthesia care unit nurse, and a lot of times when I was recovering patients, the term, medical term, is obstruction, so your tongue gets in the way of your breathing, and you have to move. If anyone's ever taken a CPR class, they would know that something called a jaw thrust to alleviate the obstruction of the breathing. And obviously, if you're if your airway is obstructed because of either obesity or something in your physiology that's unique, you would benefit from addressing it. Something as simple as chewing gum. If anyone has ever seen the movie Glengarry Glen Ross, we talk about A, B, C, always be selling. It's advisable to often or always be chewing gum or something in order to strengthen the jaw and improve your ability to breathe. In fact, when you're born, you have these things called fontanelles. They're basically like miniature tectonic plates in your brain. That's how your mother's able to get your head out of her birth canal. And those little seams, if you don't chew regularly, something, gum or whatever it is you might chew, it doesn't stimulate the seams in between the fontanelles, in between the little plates of your skull. And if you don't do that, it inhibits the production of stem cells. Stem cells are basically blank. You can think of like a blank cell that can turn into any other cell. It turns out regularly chewing gum or chewing whatever kind of food you might chew can actually add a muscle and bone to your face. And a lot of times people are kind of slack jawed and they don't have a kind of men or women don't have a very pronounced jaw, and that's because they don't chew enough. And so chewing often can reshape your face and improve your ability to breathe through your nose, which if you breathe through your mouth, you compare someone who breathes through their mouth versus someone who breathes through their nose, according to that book I just referenced, you can have a 6x increase in your nitric oxide production breathing through your nose versus breathing through your mouth. Nitric oxide is essential to dilate your blood vessels, both the arteries and your veins. And so that's why nitric oxide is good. And that's why breathing through your nose is good.
Exactly. In fact, I've seen exercises, Zach Bush, as you do exercises that you do to increase nitric oxide. And nose breathing is very important, but you should be doing it while you're doing some kind of movement too. I mean, if you're consciously, but throughout the day, you're stationary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to get in that habit. Because, you know, how many people, you know, do a little bit of exercise, a little bit of movement, and they find themselves immediately, you know, doing the mouth breathing. And especially right. if you're a real talkative person, you're used to having your jaw open. And as soon as you close it, you need to be conscious and aware that you – and slow down your breathing. In fact, that's the number one thing if you're in a stressful situation at all – is to slow your breathing down mm-hmm. and take slow and deep breaths through your nose. I mean, it's amazing the calming
right.
feeling to your whole mm-hmm. brain and nervous system of just slowing down
your breath. In fact, people that have anxiety attacks, they'll tell you to hold your breath. But what you really want to do, what you want to focus on during an anxiety attack is to breathe out to ensure that you're exhaling all of the stale air in your lungs. In fact, there's a breathing exercise 5-7-8. So the 5-second inhale through your nose, a 7-second hold, and an 8-second exhale, which ensures that you expel the stale air, for lack of a better term, in your lungs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really want you on your landline.
Well, give me a call on 816-997-9999.
I know the station has to do that. And I'm trying to wonder where Sam wandered off to. He should be back. You know, they take a dinner break and stuff. You know, and then he has to come back and do the commercial in a few minutes.
Well, when he comes back,
You were to dial in on your landline, you know, there is a call in number. You know, I could give you that, but I mean,
I can dial in. Yeah, if you want, that's easier. Yeah,
It's 512-248-8252. You know, my concern is that I know
512-248-8252.
Correct. My concern, Brian, is that you have some great important information
to
share.
Hold on just 1 second.
And if, you know, people will tend to turn it off if it's uncomfortable listening.
Hold on just 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, I know this is huge for me. Being really conscious of your breath, they really mastered that in India. That's, you know, a place where they, I'll never forget. I mean, I have several books from India about the importance of breath. And my dad used to admire this man. Yeah, well, this man that my dad admired, he never, he never breathed through his mouth, and he had these flaring nostrils, and he lived to a really ripe old age because he was absolutely fanatical about always breathing through his nose. I mean, very conscious of breathing through his nose.
There's actually a native tribe that they would – I'm calling the number. It's 512-248-8252. Is that what it is?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, no one's picking up, though.
Yeah,
they would focus on ensuring the mothers would focus on. No one's picking up.
Yeah, it's okay. During the commercial break, it'll be commercial break. No, it's not that big a deal. I'm just like, you know, it is to me just because I know when I'm listening to a radio show and it's really hard to, you know, hear the guest or whatever, I'll just flip it off. So I'm hoping we still have people after this because it's really, it's the sound is, you know, really gets kind of garbled.
All right. Well, so focus on, that's Native American tribe that, this is from years ago, they were noted in terms of their physical stature, they were tall and healthy looking, broad shoulders, and all of the markers of health, and the mothers would stand by the babies, especially when they were sleeping, and hold their fingers over their mouths to ensure that the baby would breathe through the nose exclusively. And they were just remarkably healthy, and they attribute that health to that practice.
Wow. So it was a training from birth.
Correct.
You know, just to make sure that their jaw was closed and that they're breathing through their mouth.
That their lips were closed and that
they're closed. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. They would hold their finger over the baby's mouth to ensure that they would breathe through the nose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they get in that habit right from the very beginning. That's really amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then I think a lot of people have insomnia from the, you know, I attribute it to the wireless world. It's the reason I even turned this RBN onto selling hemp paste, because for me, I mean, I'm living in the city now as opposed to the country, and I had no problem sleeping where I used to live, but now that I'm in the city, you know, the radio waves, I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, stuff going on.
Yeah.
And it kind of interrupts your circadian rhythms and, you know, everything, you know, having those different frequencies, you know, running through you all the time. So I know I use that as a way of, you know, dropping off and getting some really deep sleep. I have no problem as long as I make sure an hour before I go to bed, I take, you know, an eighth of a teaspoon of hemp paste. So sleep, I mean, I know getting that deep sleep is so important. Can you reiterate why that is so important, getting and what the ideal amount of
hours? Yeah, you know, they don't know what, you know, the scientists have been studying sleep for a long time. They know that it's required. They don't really understand what happens when you sleep. They never have. But they do know that it's required. You know, it's taken as a point of pride amongst some people that I only sleep 5 hours a night or only sleep 6 hours a night. You know, for most people that I've ever met, people can function on 5 or 6 hours or 3 or 2 or 3 or less, but most people function best having about 8 hours of sleep per night, or, you know, long-distance sailors have developed something called polyphasic sleep cycles, whereby they sleep 4 hours at a time or three. You know, there's multiple ways to do it. You know, I just encourage people to, rather than powering through with an extra couple of cups of coffee or an energy drink, that if your lifestyle permits, that you just take a nap if you're tired, and exposing yourself to the out of doors, walking around barefoot helps to reset the circadian rhythms. Watching the sun rise and set helps to reset the circadian rhythms. And then after the sun sets, if you ensure that whatever artificial light you're exposed to, it is below eye level, that also helps to ensure that you sleep better. There's very technical sounding. In the medical field, they tend to make things sound very complicated, and I'll give you the official definition, then I'll simplify it. So if the light hits your eye above your eye level after the sunset, it hits something called the IPRGCs, which are intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells, which in turn stimulates something called the suprachiasmatic nuclei, which in turn stimulates the pituitary gland, which in turn stimulates the renal glands to release cortisol, which keeps you awake. And if it doesn't, if you are, you know, just are living by sunlight, after the sun sets, you're naturally going to produce melatonin to cause you to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So basically, that all those fancy words are a way to say that if the light hits your eye above horizontal, above eye level, after the sun sets, it messes with your internal clock, your circadian rhythms. So if optimal sleep is the goal, then artificial light after sunset should be avoided as much as possible. And if you are exposed to it, it should be below eye level, ideally on the ground, like as if you would imagine we were exposed to campfires. So red light is good, blue light's bad. You can get these Philips blue light that are infinitely variable and just set them to red after sunset. That'll help go a long way to ensuring you sleep better.
Yeah, okay. And so the other thing is, I mean, I know I have a habit. I mean, it's just ingrained in me of sleeping Before I go to sleep, I have a book. I do a lot of my reading before I go to bed. And that's been like since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the sun's down by that time, and I'm using artificial light to read by. Mm-hmm. And that's a bad habit, obviously.
Right, but it's better than watching a screen, a television or a computer screen or a cell phone, which a lot of people do.
Yeah, well, like I'm thinking incandescent light. I do an incandescent light, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, seriously ingrained in me. It's like I have to get my a little, even if I read four or five paragraphs, you know, I'm at least, you know, and then I'm just like so tired I have to drop off.
Yeah, well, you can get a red light rather than whatever.
Exactly.
Or you can use, if you have enough candles, I suppose you can read by candlelight, depending on how good your eyesight is.
Right. Just, you know, but it just goes to show you we have these habits ingrained in us from childhood, and that's why, you know, you catch, you know, you do the babies. I mean, I remember teaching my daughter as a baby how to swim, and yeah. I mean, I wish I would have, you know, known the trick of making sure she's, you know, breathed through her nose. That would have been great, you know, to have that little tool just to observe when she slept that her lips were closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's not something people think of often.
Right.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.